This is Shannon Foley, librarian at Cedar Creek Elementary.
This is Linda Fredrickson, and I am the librarian at Barton Creek Elementary.
And this is Kathy Kuhlman. I'm the librarian at Bridgepoint Elementary.
Okay, Linda, what is your idea?
I was just thinking of adding on to a project that our fourth grade students have been doing for the last 2 years. And it starts out with them, they choose a person that they read a biography about.
Okay, and then what do they do?
After they read the biography, then they write up information that they plan on saying that information aloud.
And so you're saying they could do that with these voice recorders?
Actually, what they eventually do is they make it into a wax museum. So my thoughts were that perhaps they could have their picture taken in their costume as the person and then podcast what they're going to say when they're performing the wax museum for the school. They could podcast it and even have several different times where they try it. One of the things that I think is not taught enough in schools, and maybe that's just because I'm a former speech teacher, is that students don't get an opportunity to actually practice or aren't given the importance of how it is to practice whatever it is they're speaking. So just like in writing, the first time you write, it's not going to be as good. So perhaps if they interviewed each other in podcast and they could realize that by podcasting several times that it's going to get better, but also that would enable them to do a better job when they're actually giving it for the wax museum.
That sounds like a great idea. Then they could have a virtual wax museum for their families out of town to be able to see their projects too.
That's right. Sounds good.
We do the wax museum at my school also, and it would be a great way to archive their work because they're outside for a half an hour. You know, they do it, and then that's it, and you can't enjoy it, and you don't get to see all of the kids during that time. So it would be a great way to save that.